Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com.
Candman Show.
Whatever. Yeah. If you don't know who you're listening to, then you're listening to the wrong podcast. Where was I? Audible.com. Get a free audiobook. What are those?
Yes, they're books on tape or CD or the internet.
Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/canman. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, your iPhone, your MP3 player, your computer, your mom, whatever. Talk to you later. Bye.
Get naked with the Can Man.
Uh-oh.
The Can Man.
Live from Canville's musty basement,
right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show, geeky nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show, 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm, nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker, or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy. Shy, 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 but always fly, fly, fly. Sometimes shy, 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 the Can Man.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. The ice cream man or woman is out front of my house right now. We are recording this episode live from my front porch. Yes. Yes, we are.
We're at the Can Man compound.
The Can Man compound. Joining me tonight, we have a full porch or a full deck.
Funny man. No, not a magic card deck.
Back is Kevin Kappas.
Yeah,
how you doing, Kevin?
Chad?
Pretty good. Pretty good. After a bit of a hiatus, James W. Kelly.
Howdy.
Howdy. Dan Alpers.
After no hiatus, what it is.
And Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls. I like the hesitation.
I had to hesitate just a little bit. Thank God that lady's down around the corner. We'll probably still hear that all night. And then the kids are out here playing in the front yard, so we'll hear them a little bit. So, yeah, I thought that'd be kind of fun, just record outside. It's nice, beautiful, comfortable
day.
Evening.
Gorgeous day.
Gorgeous day indeed. Indeed. So, I hope you guys had a good week so far. How's your week going?
Monday. Are we allowed to say that it's Monday? Because people aren't going to get this.
No, we record on Monday nights. Most people know that.
It's not a big secret.
My week just started.
Yeah?
And ended on the same day.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. You're all dressed up. You had an interview.
I did.
Well, I wish you the best, man. Hopefully.
It was for a job that I'm wholly unqualified for.
Awesome. So. Those are the ones you're guaranteed to get.
Almost every time.
Yeah. Guaranteed. So, Dan, did you have a good week?
I have.
You have.
Very good relaxing weekend, yep.
Good?
Well, except for ripping the tree out of my front yard, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's got to rip a tree out of the front yard once in a while.
Every now and then.
Every now and again. Yep. Jamie, how you been? What you been up to?
Good. My wife graduated on Friday. She got her master's in social work. It's pretty awesome.
Congratulations.
It's pretty fantastic, so that was cool. The ceremony was something else.
Oh, she had the ceremony and everything.
Yeah, she went to the ceremony. The School of Social Work, the bachelor's and master's students and PhD students all have this, like, two-hour ceremony at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. My parents came in, which is cool. I'm actually going to see them this weekend when I go to Pittsburgh to see my brother graduate from high school. But it was, like, maybe 75 people, and it took 2 hours.
Wow.
They had someone give... They had people give presentations, so they had, like, one person speak, and another person played original compositions on the ukulele. And then they had, like, 5 graduate speakers, and they, like, kept tagging in and out. I was when I got up and had a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she was the very last person to walk across the stage. And it's like, I just cared about the one person. Like, we could have pulled her aside if she'd have been first across the stage and left and right. gone to lunch.
But, nice. Well, we had a similar situation with Zachary. His prom was Saturday night, and they had the grand march at Wash. And in the new gym, which was new when I went there.
Right.
Almost, what, a long time ago. Almost 18 years ago, really. So it's the new gym. And there are so many kids at Wash that were there. It took literally an hour and 10 minutes for them to go through there. And, of course, Zachary didn't show up until late. So he was like the last in line as well. So I'm like, dude, I've got to go do this Still Life with Iris yet. You know, I had to be there at 6:30, and I didn't leave the place till 6 o'clock. Of course, you know, it's Cedar Rapids, so it's,
yeah, you can get across. It's not too bad.
But it just was annoying. And you know, the kids look good in their tuxes, but after the first 100, 150, tuxes. It got kind of boring.
We went to Oyama on Saturday. My sister-in-law was in Montana, was in town. And we actually saw a ton of people there for the prom. It was kind of ridiculous.
Redonkulous.
Yeah.
So. Still Life with Iris is going exceptionally well.
Yeah?
And if you haven't gone to see it, you have to go see it. Seriously. It's a fun, fun show. I've gotten some really good feedback on a couple characters that I play in the show.
Nice.
The rest of the cast is just phenomenal. I feel exceptionally lucky to be in the cast with the people that I'm in there with. But today we performed the first act for all the third graders in Cedar Rapids. So
nice.
It was pretty awesome. It was the fullest house we've had so far. Really, this is a great show. You might not have heard of the show before, but it is a lot of fun. Great characters, great story, and it's for the whole family. So if you got little ones, bring them. I think they'll enjoy it. And you know, what's great is they don't talk down to the kids. I mean, it's Leslie's. That's why Leslie picked the show, the director of the show, because it doesn't talk down to kids. Kids are smart, and the kids in the cast are just phenomenal.
Which kids?
The kids, any kids, most kids. Okay, shut up, Corey.
You haven't met some of the kids I'm related to.
All right.
I got a couple that I wouldn't necessarily call smart. I mean, functional. Yeah, but
functional. I like that. Kids are functional.
Yeah.
Kids are kids.
Kids are kids. Exactly.
So. They have two legs. They walk around every now and then.
Yeah. I don't know.
Make a little bit of noise.
The kids that are in this show, smart.
Oh,
fun,
yeah. Theater kids? Yeah. Kids that are going to apply, that are going to audition for a show, like an actual show, not like a school show. They're going to be, like, way precocious.
So school shows aren't actual shows?
No, I just mean, like, a professional, semi-professional theater kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Professional amateur theater.
Professional, yeah. So, hence the semi-professional.
I would say a lot of these actors that I work with, I could see them in professional shows easily. Easily. No question about it. So, anything else exciting going on this week, guys? Did anybody go see any movies? Yeah, I know you don't go see movies.
I'm going to go this weekend to see Iron Man at an undisclosed theater at an undisclosed location and time, so don't try to find me.
I didn't make it out to Iron Man 2 yet, but I know you and Kevin and Jamie, have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it. My wife and her sisters wanted to go see Just Right this weekend, that romantic comedy with Queen Latifah and Common.
Okay.
So I stayed home.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
I like Queen Latifah.
I like Queen Latifah a lot. I really dislike Common.
I think she's hot.
She's fantastic, but...
I think she's hot. Seriously, I had a crush on her
Friday,
when I was a kid.
That movie had one more tomato positive on the meter than Robin Hood did.
Okay. And Robin Hood, is it a stinker or what?
I feel compelled to see Robin Hood.
I think it was misdated. For that to go up against Iron Man on Iron Man's week 2, that was dumb.
Yeah.
With a $200 million budget and you're only making $38 million your opening weekend.
Yeah.
That's a big fat fail whale.
Yeah. I just, I'm probably going to see it. You know, it's Russell Crowe. It's Ridley Scott. It's just, like, we've been over this before. I'm not a spectacle fan.
Yeah.
And that movie's, like, two-thirds spectacle from what it seems. I mean, did you see it, Dan?
No.
I heard Russell Crowe was being interviewed by somebody from the BBC, and
walked out on it.
Yeah, he walked out on it because they asked him if why they made him why he made him sound like an Irishman, like a Northern England from the north.
From the North English
Or Irish, as I like to call them. Or
actually, the Irish would be west.
West and south for the most part.
Scots. Whatever.
Scottish
or
Irish, North.
Yeah, they're all everywhere.
Yeah. If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
But they also he also asked him if he was going to give the speech that he gave in... he felt like he was ready to give the speech that he gave in Gladiator.
On my command, unleash hell.
Yeah, exactly. So he kind of said... screw you guys, I'm going home.
See, I have a soft spot for Gladiator, even though it is spectacle. It was a good movie, you know, and it was... That was back when Russell Crowe was an actor instead of this machine that he is now. It was like before Master and Commander. It was when he was like actually, you know, showing a range of emotions, not just angry and kicking ass.
Before Ridley Scott was his biggest fan.
At the moment, that's pretty much all he's feeling.
What was
he's angry. Life has pissed him off.
There was one movie I saw.
He has no reason to be pissed off.
Where
though.
He was the was it the informant? Yeah. Where he was the not the informant? Was it the informant? Where he was the cigarette company guy? He was the it was awesome. He
the
was
one with
fantastic.
Matt Damon.
I don't know. I think it might have been Matt Damon.
Yeah,
but it was really good. He's in so many different. I mean, he'll go from these action movies to these serious.
Yeah, you see him in like A Beautiful Mind.
Right.
He actually, you know, it's like Keanu Reeves was fantastic in The Matrix, and a movie like The Devil's Advocate succeeded in spite of him. Like, so he can do bombast and, you know, stand there and look, you know, nice in his leather trench coat. But, like, Russell Crowe can actually act, but that's what drives me crazy is he does the, like, the Master and Commander where he's just standing on deck and screaming to shoot fucking cannonballs at people.
Right.
You know, just...
Hello.
Cannonballs.
Nice. TV.
I'm just not a Russell Crowe fan. I don't care for him as a person. He may be a good actor, he may not, but he's a dick in real life.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
Batman, what's his name? Christian Bale.
Yeah.
He can suck my left testicle.
Your left testicle?
Yeah, he can suss my left testicle.
Okay. No,
I don't know how he's going to do it, probably with a straw.
I actually have a soft spot for Christian Bale, like, because he just gets into it, like, it's a method thing.
Okay. But he's still a dick.
Well, yeah. See, but
okay,
the thing...
he beat up his mom in a hotel room.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's true.
He's
yeah.
a dick. I'm sorry, just no getting around.
Yeah, beating up your mom? Not so cool.
I don't know. My mother was in town this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, you beat your mom?
No, but...
Monsters and hillbillies, who are professional dicks...
Monsters and Hillbillies.
Mobsters.
Sounds like a great movie.
Oh, God.
Monsters
and
Hillbillies.
You pick which one's scarier. They revere their mothers, and they are professional dicks. So
yeah.
Right.
What you were saying about Monsters and Hillbillies. My wife was talking to someone, they were talking about Twilight.
Mobsters.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. But she said, someone's like, it's vampires and what? Nazis? It's werewolves, obviously. But we just thought that... Vampires versus Nazis would be a fantastic movie trope.
I would go to the theater.
There was that
even if Russell Crowe
on
the zombie.
There was
Nazis.
The zombie Nazis.
Yeah,
was it called White Snow?
Yeah. I watched the first couple minutes of it. It actually was engaging.
Yeah,
I just didn't get to see.
Engaging.
It was engaging.
I think
engaged me as a person.
I think we could actually do something with this.
He was able to suspend his disbelief without actually having to think about it.
Yeah,
I had a conversation in my mind with myself today about suspension of disbelief in comic book movies.
Self?
It's a schizophrenic joke here.
Well, here's the deal. I had on my Superman t-shirt earlier today. I'm not wearing it now because it's all stained and gross. But I have this Superman t-shirt, which I love. It's just my wear around the house shirt. And I'm thinking, you know, I could suspend disbelief with, you know, Superman flying and stopping bullets and all that stuff. But when he's got on that white button-down shirt, and he's trying to hide the Superman logo underneath a white button-down shirt. I can't believe that. It's not physically possible. I mean, have you ever tried to wear a t-shirt with a logo on it underneath a white button-down shirt?
No,
I'm
going to
go with no on that.
I'm somewhat metro, so
I actually have gray shirts that you can't wear a logo t-shirt underneath it.
But, you know, what I'm saying is I can't suspend that disbelief.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that. Ha!
That is funny.
That is hilarious.
That is, yeah, there's a level of hilarity there. I'm about to go insane with laughter.
Here, dick.
We'll just put you in Christian Bale's club.
I've never once beat my mom up, hotel or otherwise.
Yeah. All right, fine. The Russell Crowe.
I've taken my mom
out. I can do
all right.
My mom and I used to wrestle back in the day, and, you know, I've taken her down, but she's a midget, so...
She bites your knees?
No, she... I mean, I'm not the tallest guy, but she is a midget. She's 4'8". So what do? It's my neighbor. She's, like, just graduated high school, like, last year.
No, I was looking at her turn signals. I've noticed that a major propensity of vehicles in this town are built without turn signals.
Yeah, right. It's a newfangled thing.
It's alarming. I have yet to see a Tahoe with a turn signal on. I just assume that the lever is, like, miniature or somewhere they can't find it.
Right.
Because I know the lights are there. You can see the yellow on the back.
That's just for decoration.
Yeah.
Symmetry.
Color coordination.
So it'll pass federal inspections, but let's face it, they don't know how to use the damn
thing. So that the front balances with the back.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're the flower painter. You should know this, Chad.
Yeah. I was gonna do the intro of the show as the flower painter, because it's funny, the kids in the show just are, like, in love with the flower painter.
Well, then I think that calls for a flower painter phone sex minute.
No,
oh yes, absolutely.
Oh no,
that was
no,
such
no.
a good setup, Chad.
But today I walked,
nailed it.
We did the first act of the play, and that's where I'm the flower painter.
Yeah.
And the first act of the play today, I'm like, great, all these little third graders now think I'm this big flaming homo.
They don't have any clue.
They're third graders.
When I was
they don't know what homo means yet.
Whatever.
Yeah, they'll call each other homo, but
they don't know what it means.
I think they do.
No.
Some may, some may not.
So the flower painter.
You, Jamie.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, we're not going to do a phone sex minute with the flower painter. How about a call to, I don't know, tech support or something?
You know, speaking I've gotten a lot support. Of people on tech support, but I've never gotten someone with that bad a lisp.
He doesn't have a lisp. He talks like this.
No, I'm talking about what Dan was doing.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
I'm a man of a thousand voices.
That's the one you were just doing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you guys are just sitting here watching this, you know, recording this thing. That's what Flower Painter sounds like. He sounds like this. Have you finished with your chores?
I think we could do something with that.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we could make that very funny.
Or Captain also. He's more of a...
He's a butt pirate.
I think we could do that even.
No, he is not a butt pirate.
Grab onto my oar.
Now pull again.
Guys.
Chad, what are you doing with that oar? Slamming it on the ground.
Yeah. You guys.
The next time you're up on the play, you're going to be holding your oar going, arr.
I might just edit that part out.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's me, peg leg. Out of here? Is that what you started to say, that you want to get out of here? Well, fat chance of that.
Yeah.
Why don't we go back to IT for a moment? I'll rescue you and your ore.
Yeah.
The IT crowd has been renewed for a fourth season.
Really?
Nice. Yes. Nice.
That's awesome. What, so is it the same cast, everything?
As far as I know.
As far as you know?
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
How long has it been off?
Couple years.
I don't know.
Sure. It has to be.
It takes forever for them to do shows over there, though. Like, it's just so weird.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing is the fact that they are actually getting a fourth season, because most shows over there go three seasons.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
We've spoken about that before.
But their seasons really are only six episodes.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, for them, a six episode season, that's nothing. You know, I mean,
I wonder over there if they just must rerun the hell out of everything.
They do.
They also have just a ton more shows that they run,
and
too.
They don't look at our TV and say, well, that's a good idea, let's do that.
No, but we look at theirs.
We're looking at theirs.
Right.
They have people with ideas over there. Russell T. Davies, I love that man.
And the other thing is, you know, when you look at the six episode seasons and the short, you know, two or three seasons, you get this chance to tell, like, one story and this perfect little narrative arc. We've talked about that.
Yep.
And then you have, like, The Office, which has been on for, what, like, five seasons now? Six?
Here.
It's terrible now. It's really getting boring.
Well, it ended after three over there.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, two.
Was it two?
Okay. Two.
Well, I don't watch it on the principle that it is an American remake of a British show.
But the thing is,
those are typically bad.
It was actually
that one was
very
not.
Funny.
That one
but
was
it's
not
just
here.
Bad.
Well, they actually remade the first two seasons American style, didn't they?
Right.
Essentially.
Well,
the pilot,
I think. I think the pilot was almost word for word the...
Oh, my God, I just swallowed a bug. That's the problem with being
awesome. That's awesome. You swallowed a bug.
I went disc golfing this weekend.
A good time, yo.
Two-course run, no wind, gnats everywhere.
Yeah.
I ate maybe a half pound of bugs.
Yeah.
Hey, you got your protein.
Good times are really over.
I love the good times. Eating the bugs is so tasty.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I love BBC television. You know what? on our website, they are our sponsors. BBC America is one of our sponsors. So if you have a IT Crowd is not BBC, it's Channel 4.
Right.
But if you have a favorite BBC show and they have a DVD series out, I could put that on today's link in the show notes. Do you have a recommendation, Dan?
Red Dwarf, Back to Earth.
Yeah.
Red Dwarf, Back to Earth.
Yes.
That's your recommendation.
That would be mine.
Okay. I liked it, but I don't know if I liked it that much. But I'll put that in there as the recommendation.
It was just kind of a nice thing to see to kind of wrap up where Red Dwarf ended.
Yeah.
Red Dwarf at the end of season 8 was really kind of that cliffhanger that you know we'll never ever get the answer to, but miraculously we did.
Yes, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, they've ended so many shows that had great potential, and they get canceled, and then boom, it's gone. I mean,
and it's the same way with Firefly, and then Serenity.
Anything
with Joss Whedon's name on it.
I mean, I loved Serenity as a movie, but I did not like ending the series that way. I mean, my favorite character was killed.
Yeah.
What?
Spoiler alert?
Yeah, sorry.
No,
spoiler
Wash
alert.
Is fantastic.
Wash dies.
Yeah, Wash is fantastic.
Wash, that was me. I mean, if I were to be on that cast, that's the character I would have played.
I am a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar.
On a little brief side
my
note.
My favorite thing that he did was Corey the very beginning.
The very first episode?
Yes.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I think we should call this land your grave.
Now, do you like Alan himself as an actor, or was it mostly that character?
You know,
or was
everything
it
Alan Tudyk?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Alan Tudyk.
Tudyk. Whatever.
Tudyk. Yeah.
He's in a lot of stuff.
And he has just recently been cast in Transformers 3.
Wow. I just started watching.
That movie might actually be good. Yeah.
I mean, you put Alan Tudyk, Nathan Fillion, the chick who played Inara, in pretty much anything, and it's gonna.
I'll watch it. Yeah.
Well, V. He was the first episode of V.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
He was, but then they killed him off, and then they killed him off.
Yeah.
There's no way he's back unless they do a...
No, he's done.
I think every show he's ever on, or every movie he's ever on, he should have the line, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Castle.
Yeah.
They did the reference on the Halloween episode. What are you supposed to be? I'm a space cowboy. Oh, you can't wear that. You wore that 5 years ago.
Nice.
I don't know, man. I like him as an actor, Alan. I think that he's really good in anything he does. I enjoyed him in... So what are some of the movies he's done?
Dodgeball.
Well, yeah.
Yar.
He was Steve.
Steve the Pirate.
He was in Knocked Up.
Knocked Up, yes. Mm-hmm. He was in the...
He was in a funeral movie, wasn't he?
Death at a Funeral. The British version.
Death at a Funeral. Oh, he was in that. He was the guy on drugs.
The drugs, yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome in that movie.
He was fabulous in Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't think
I never watched Dollhouse.
Went and got canceled, too.
Yeah.
That was Josh's show. Yeah. So,
If the man is incapable of actually finding an audience when he's producing something.
Oh, yeah. It's just.
But Josh has good news, because he's directing the Avengers flick.
Yes, I heard that.
Was he dressing... directing Green Lantern, because they were talking about him, but he's not anymore, right?
They revealed the bad guy in Green Lantern. I can't remember his last name, but it's Hector or something or other.
Alonzo?
Super intelligent guy.
Okay, yeah.
I don't
know. Got a big head.
Okay.
I didn't read
Green Lantern. I just knew kids who did.
I only saw him when he was on Justice.
The Black Beauty. Man, that car that he has.
Yeah.
The Black Beauty. It's a 1960 Chrysler Imperial. It's fantastic. It's gorgeous.
I know the basic story of the Green Lantern. You know, kind of he was the current Green Lantern, or not the current one, but like Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan is a test pilot.
Yeah, he was a test pilot, and he finds this ring that was given to him by some alien.
Yep.
And then he puts this ring on, and then these aliens say, "Hey, you're going to be a protector of something of some sort. Use this ring; it'll give you powers."
The ring sought him out.
Yeah, because he of his heart.
Right.
He's pure of heart. He's a diamond in the rough, so to speak. So
me personally, I'm just in the rough.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering. I'm not convinced Seth Rogen's the guy to play it, but it looks the part now. He left
Green Lantern.
Yeah,
he's not playing Green Lantern.
Oh no, he's playing Green Hornet.
Green
Hornet.
Green Lantern. Oh, I heard was like Ryan Reynolds or something.
Green Lantern is being played by Ryan Reynolds. His suit will be completely CGI. And speaking of Green Hornet, the studio
seen... He's running around naked with balls on him and...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Mocap. Yeah.
His outfit's going to be mocap, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's weird.
But to go back to Green Hornet real briefly, the studio caught wind of how bad the movie is.
Really?
And so they're pushing the date back. Yeah.
Well, the studio got wind of how bad Star Wars was, or how bad they thought Star Wars was, and it almost never happened. But Star Wars did end up being bad.
That would have been a real tragedy. Which Star Wars? The original?
The original.
Episode 4. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Phantom Menace.
No. But, you know, since then, communication's gotten much better between the studio and the, you know, what's
happening.
You
can't make a movie like it was made back then. It just doesn't happen that way anymore. So.
No, building that many miniatures is just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I disagree. I think it'd be... I think if someone put their budget instead of into CGI, which was supposed to be cheaper, but it's not... And the miniatures. I personally am a fan of the practical special effects versus the CGI stuff.
You mean actual explosion rather than mystical computerized ring?
Man in suit.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Man in suit.
Man in suit, the characters with latex masks on or whatever. They just look more realistic to me because they are real.
Yeah. Yeah, the faces don't look as good as the CGI faces.
And they don't move.
And they don't have the movement and all that stuff. But then you interact with them as if they're actually present. Well, because they're actually present.
There's been some advances latex masks and the appliances. Yeah. I mean, when they layer, they now do this layering. It's not just one big latex mask that people wear. They layer these different pieces on, so you get the full range of movement from your face.
I guess,
in most cases, depending on how it was designed. But I really think that a monster that's made out of real materials looks better than something that's CG. Now, in like the movie Zathura, that was the it was a movie about a little kid that they play this book and they get sucked in the book. It's by the same writer as Jumanji.
Yeah, yeah.
They made these aliens that were mostly practical. And then they CGI'd out the humans that were on them. Because the way the suits worked is they just went up to the actor's chest. And their hands were the hands of the character. And the legs were the legs of the character. But the head of the character was a puppet off the front of them. And then from their boobs to their top of their head, they were wearing those green outfits.
Did somebody say boobs?
I did. I said boobs.
There's my boob moment for
I mean,
the
from
day,
their chest to the top of their head, they had the green stuff on so they could cut that out. Yeah. And if you're going to CGI out something, I think that's awesome. But, you know, that's just me. Just me.
So speaking of Jon Favreau movies and Iron Man and practical effects, what's everybody looking forward to the rest of this summer? For me, I think Iron Man was it, and now I'm kind of...
You know, I was just talking about this. The AV Club did that 39 movies that are going to be better than Marmaduke. It was, you know, like, essentially a preview of all the big movies that are coming out.
Nice.
And there was, like, two on there, neither one of which the A-Team. That was the only one I can think of.
The A-Team I'm looking forward to.
I'm really looking forward. It's going to be terrible.
I'm still looking forward to it.
Is it PG-13?
I hope it's R.
Because if it's PG-13, it will be bad.
It's not yet rated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hopefully
I hope
go
it's
for the,
R.
I don't think they're going to go for the R.
They're going to go for PG-13.
You get the PG-13, you get more cash because you bring in more,
precisely,
more butts and seats. But the problem is it doesn't... With the R, sure, you get fewer people on the first night, or maybe not. Who knows? But you get more people coming back because it's an awesome movie.
Yeah. Pointless nostalgia.
Now, talking about the A-Team, have you seen what... Mr. T is hawking these days. I don't know if I missed this.
Is he doing cash for gold?
No, an oven.
Flavor Wave. He's selling the Flavor Wave. It's like his own George Foreman grill.
Yeah, it's in a
fantastic.
It's like a commercial environment, too, with a little person cooking while he stands over their shoulder.
Oh, no. I pity the fool who don't buy my oven.
No.
Hilarity ensues.
No, what?
I can't believe this is fat-free.
I was just flipping through the channels on Saturday at my mother-in-law's, and I caught the very first part of, like, the infomercial, and he actually knocks down the door with, like, smoke rolling out, and pay the bill!
That's amazing.
And the thing is they made the poor guy, like, talk about he used to use quips from like the A team, like, I love it when a plan comes together. And then he even started to do that rhyming stuff.
Rhyming stuff. The rhyming stuff canonically is more Roadblock from G.I. Joe than it is Mr. T. But see, there was a Simpsons where Krusty gets his bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
It was like about 6 or 7 years ago now, and it was like, right, the show started to go downhill, but it was a pretty good show. And Mr. T's there, and he says things like, I pity the shul that won't have Krusty as a member. But then he, at the very end, they attach him to a spinning menorah, and they set the menorah alight, and they spin him around, and there's a close-up on his face. I wish I'd invested my money better. And that's all I can think of. When he's selling the flavor with, I wish I'd invested my money better.
But the thing was, is his whole look was just off. He was wearing, like, I think a pair of khaki pants with a polo shirt on.
Didn't he have an apron on?
Did he have his chains?
Yeah,
I think he sold them. Many
he always has his chains. He always has chains.
Sold them to cash
sold
for gold.
Sold them to cash for gold.
Well, he should be getting... Mohawk.
You know, the funny thing is, A-Team was a vehicle for Mr. T. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have existed if someone hadn't found Mr. T and been like, yeah, like, you're the guy.
It was DC Cab.
Episodes, that's for sure.
He was cast as, in the Rocky movie. That's right. And I think that's where the A-Team came from.
Was it Rocky 2? Or 3?
3. And that's where the A-Team came from, because they're like, this man would be perfect for a TV show. And he's a... No, 4 was Drago.
Four was, yeah, Ivan
Drago. Ivan Drago.
No. That was 4.
If he dies, he dies.
Nice. Well, I'm going to take a moment here real quick, and I want to let you guys know that for you, the listeners of The Can Man Show, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to try out their service. This week, I'm recommending the book, audiobook,
Hello,
My Dad Says.
Nice.
It's based on... Yes, I know. I'm going to get there.
Good.
It's based on the Twitter. Basically, one guy on Twitter just started one day,
Hello,
My Dad Says. And it starts out with him explaining why he did this. And the audiobook itself, and I'm going to play a clip from that here in just a second, but it explains how he got the idea, and that people started coming for him to do movies and TV shows and all this based on him posting stuff his dad says on Twitter, because his dad would say some really, really funny stuff.
Yeah.
But it's freaking hilarious. So enjoy this little clip from
Hello,
My Dad Says by Justin Halpern, and then we'll get to that news here in just a sec. Be right back.
For as long as I've known him, my father has been a blunt individual. When I was little, I mostly felt terrified of him, so I couldn't appreciate that I was dealing with the least passive-aggressive human being on the planet. Now, as an adult, all day long I dealt with people, friends, coworkers, relatives, who never really said what they were thinking. The more time I spent with my dad in those first couple months back home, the more grateful I started to feel for the mixture of honesty and insanity that characterized his comments and personality. One day, I was on a walk with him and my dog Angus, who was sniffing around in a bush outside a neighbor's house. My dad turned to me and said, Look at the dog's
asshole. Hello.
What? Why? You can tell by the dilation of his asshole that he's going to
shit
soon. See? There it goes. It was at that moment, as my dog emptied his bowels in my neighbor's yard and my dad stood there proudly watching his prediction come true, that I realized how wise, even prophetic, he really is. I took that quote and posted it as my instant messenger away status that evening. And every day after that, I take one funny remark my dad said and use it to update my status. When one of my friends suggested I create a Twitter page to keep a record of all the crazy things that come out of his mouth, I started
Hello,
My Dad Says. For about a week, I had only a handful of followers, a couple of friends who knew my dad and thought he was a character. Then one day, I woke up to find that 1,000 people were following me. The next day, 10,000, then 50,000, then 100, 200, 300,000. And suddenly a picture of my dad's face and his quotes were popping up everywhere. Literary agents were calling, wanting to represent me. TV producers were inviting me onto their shows, and reporters were asking for interviews. My first thought was, this is not good. The emotion that followed can only be described as sheer panic. To illustrate how my father hates any kind of public attention, let me share his opinion of contestants who compete on Jeopardy. My dad's a well-read, educated guy, and one evening when I was watching Jeopardy, he strolled into the living room and correctly answered every question Alex Trebek posed. "Dad, you should totally go on Jeopardy," I said. "Are you fucking kidding me? Look at those people. They have no fucking respect for themselves. No dignity. Going on a reality show like that, it sickens me." I knew I had to tell my dad that I had been posting his quotes and quips online and now had publishers and TV studios interested in adaptations of the material. But before I did, I figured I'd call my oldest brother Dan with the hope that he would tell me I was blowing the situation out of proportion and that our dad would be fine with it.
"Holy sh!
Hello.
You did what?" Dan said to me in between giant belly laughs. "Dude, Dad is going to... I don't even know what Dad's going to do. You'd better be prepared to leave his house. Like, if I were you, I'd pack up my stuff beforehand, fugitive style. Only important belongings that can be carried with one arm."
And we're back. And, you know, you could download your free audiobook today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman for your free audiobook. And help keep the Can Man show alive by getting your free audiobook and your free 14-day trial. Just try it out. Sign up for it. It only takes a little bit of your time. Audible's reputable. They're an Amazon company. Do it. It'll help us out. And you get a free audiobook. You don't have to choose
Shit
My Dad Says, but you can choose whatever you want. And speaking of Shit My Dad Says, William Shatner, he's got a pilot episode that CBS picked up. And next season is going to be
Bleep
My Dad Says, based on that dealie, based on that blog, on that
Shatner
Twitter
can
post.
Pull off being an 85-year-old man.
Shatner is an 85-year-old man.
He's like 85, isn't he?
He's like 80. He's like 81, I think.
He's the same age as Betty White.
I don't think he is.
I don't think
he's
either.
Old, but he's not. Man, I'm done with Betty White. Like, she's fine, and she was very funny on Saturday Night. I'm done. I'm bored with Betty White.
I loved Betty White on Saturday Night Live.
She was
I think
very
that
funny.
Was
I'm just
the,
bored of
one
her.
Of the best episodes ever of Saturday Night Live. The muffin sketch, hilarious. That whole episode, I mean, yeah, it was huge on the Facebook and all over the internet.
I'm just tired of all the hipsters who are like, "Oh, I like Betty White." It's like, yeah.
I liked her when she was on Golden Girls.
Born March 22nd, 1931. So that would put him
79.
At
79, something like that.
I was close.
You were close.
Yeah. So he could pull it off. You know. He could play older, obviously.
Yeah. What, with his neck waddle? I don't know. That makes you look so young.
Yeah. He does look young. But you know who Facebook is trying to get now on SNL? Who I think is just like an awesome, awesome idea? Carol Burnett. She's like
the queen
of live television comedy.
Sure.
I think she would be phenomenal.
Godmother.
Yes. She was one of my heroes growing up. Seriously.
Yeah.
I
love totally
her.
Agree.
Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman.
Yeah.
And Tim Conway.
Yes.
Those two guys. They made me want to be funny growing up.
Me too.
Michael Mann.
I didn't appreciate him until I got to be older.
Yeah.
But I liked him when I was younger as well. I just didn't appreciate them until I started doing comedy.
The longest sustained on-screen laugh during a show, episode of the Carol Burnett Show, when
really?
Tim Conway was improvising because he forgot his line.
Nice.
Talking about Siamese elephants that were connected to the trunk.
Oh, wow.
It's fantastic.
It was so funny. I wouldn't even hope to try to do it now.
You guys hear of the shows that got canceled for next year?
No.
A few.
Yeah. Law and Order after 20 years.
There's a wonderful website called pizzazz.com that has all the entertainment news you could care less about and some things that are good.
Yeah.
And it has the complete list of all
But a couple that I want to share that did live, that survived. Chuck is back. You had mentioned that it would be cool to end that show or end the show.
Is finally official?
Yeah, it's official.
Okay.
Chuck is back. So is How I Met Your Mother. That show, I love that show. I love
it
to death. I
have not watched it.
I think they need to kill it. They just need to tell us who his mother is and then kill it. They just need to get rid of the show.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. It's got to end. That's one that's got to end.
And go Chuck, on top.
Chuck could keep going. I love that show. I love it to death. I just that one can go another season or two, but How I Met Your Mother got to go. Big Bang Theory's still sticking around. V is coming back. A lot of, are you guys into V at all?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
V lost me at episode 3, but I would like to go back and get
show.
Caught up.
Having a it's, great time. It's with it. It's very fun.
It's very fun. I wish they'd show the damn lizards, aliens, the V's.
They're
doing the Jaws thing. I mean,
they're being.
The only time that you've seen any of them, the bugs getting to you?
God, they had me take my glasses off. They landed on my glasses, and as soon as I did, they landed on my nose.
Nice.
You're a V, and they're attracted to you.
I'll eat them.
Yeah, see, that's, like, but it's cheaper not to show the aliens. Yeah.
I guess it is cheaper, but in the original series, they showed them.
Sure.
And, of course, they looked horrible. But the only time that you ever saw a part of one is when Alan Tudyk, or whatever his name is... How do you sell it?
Tidwick.
How do you say
Tudyk.
It? Tudyk.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk. Sorry, Alan, if you're listening, because I know you are. I apologize. Please don't kill us.
Because you have two of your biggest fans here.
Right.
Huge.
Huge.
Love that guy.
But, you know, he was the only alien that you saw part of. Because you see arms from time to time, but his face was as close as you got.
That
to
was
seeing.
Right off the bat in the
right
first
off
episode.
The bat.
And then.
Nothing. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in that, but the story itself is getting pretty good. I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
You know, I like the people in it, but I got lost about the second episode. And
I have questions. I have questions I would ask the producers, but they won't return my calls. So
gee whiz, why?
I don't know. Maybe I come off as crazy.
You
probably just calling the phone sex line instead.
I'm not. I have J.J. Abrams' home phone number.
Oh, you can ask him what's in the trailer on the Super 8 trailer then.
You don't like end your phone
Super
call.
Super 8 trailer?
I will murder you if you don't call me
what's
back.
This?
Chad doesn't know
what do you
want to
be buried
8?
In?
Kevin,
explain.
Chad doesn't know about
if you have,
Super 8.
If you have J.J.'s, J.J. Abrams' home phone number, can you trace his address from there for me?
It's a train car.
I had his address. Then I had his address.
It's got you don't know about the Super 8
what?
Train
easy.
Car?
Addresses are easy.
What?
Phone numbers are hard.
What do you think? Do you think we could bury him in the yard?
Super 8 train car. What are you guys talking about?
Let's wait for these two to stop rambling.
Google Earth, man. Massive. You could play football in his backyard and soccer at the same time, end to end.
Well, then there's plenty of room to bury him there.
Yes. And,
hate J.J.
Several hundred horses.
Okay.
Hate J.J.
Like Jeff Goldblum hate?
No, I've actually come around to Jeff Goldblum on Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Shut the hell up.
He is exactly the same character. It ends up being the perfect character for the show.
Is D'Onofrio still on this show?
No, he left at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
Goldblum is his replacement?
Goldblum was actually Chris Noth's replacement.
Okay.
And now they're only doing... They're back to one detective like they always had. And,
okay.
I like it in spite of myself.
See, the thing I loved about D'Onofrio
is
his character.
I know.
And after you went on that rant...
And I still have that same Jeff Goldblum rant. Like,
nice.
I mean, he is the worst part about Jurassic Park. By far.
I'm feeling a bit alarmed here. Sir Impact Tremors. maybe we could go now. I study chaos theory. Chaos. I study something that can't be studied
chaos.
Because it's
chaotic. That was a hell of a scream.
Yeah, no, see, it's like, yeah, I really dislike J.J. Abrams. I'm just not a fan at all.
Okay, so Super 8.
Chad's curiosity.
What is this Super 8?
It's a trailer in front of Iron Man.
Okay.
And it's J.J. Abrams'
and
latest
Spielberg.
Directorial big secret project produced by Spielberg.
Oh, okay. I knew he was doing something with Spielberg, so it's called Super 8.
You hear a train crashing, then you zoom in onto a damaged rail car that has a U.S. Air Force logo on it, and it's being
looks heavily armored
from the inside.
It's being what?
Punched.
Like they're deforming the metal
from the inside. Yeah.
Kind of like King Kong beating on the wall.
Like something wants out.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Doomsday.
You know, I heard
yes.
this is what I've read about that movie. I didn't know what it was called, but I've read that it's being produced by Spielberg, but it's also an homage to Spielberg's early work, like Close Encounters
and Jaws
and Indiana Jones. That's what he's going for with it.
So what do we think is in the trailer?
But it's got to be an alien.
Say something about an alien.
Area 51 was closed and it was
being Yeah, that's the whole shtick is it's Area 51's closing down and they're transporting something somewhere else. So
that's crazy. It's like closing Guantanamo Bay.
I know.
it doesn't make sense.
I don't think Guantanamo Bay is ever going to close.
Well, the
base, they're just moving it somewhere else.
We do need
else.
To keep a foothold there in Cuba to keep Fidel nervous. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. You just never know.
I think Gitmo is just moving someplace else.
Yeah.
Like Illinois. You know?
Are you talking about the prison camp Gitmo? Or
yeah.
Are you talking about
the prison camp.
I'm actually talking like... you know, the
you're talking the terrorist prison camp.
I'm talking the terrorist prison camp. Yeah. It's not they're closed Gitmo, but they moved it somewhere else, is
right.
What I'm saying.
Right, the base
they're not gonna tell us about it. They moved it to Area 51. Which doesn't exist.
It does. It's now called Groom Lake.
Well, it was called Groom Lake before.
No, I mean the facility is now called Groom Lake.
Groom Lake. Right. Nice. And it's not on any maps.
Sure it is. I can show it to you on Google Earth if you'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just not that secret. It's kind of cool.
It's been declassified.
Yeah. It's kind of cool looking, though. Yeah. It's out in the middle of the damn Nevada desert.
That's one of those
desert.
Things that if you asked me about it 5 years ago, I would have said, I don't know.
There's a parking lot off of one of the highways in North Las Vegas where... it's that these buses come and pick people up to take them to Groom Lake.
Area 51
tour. They change the base that you're stationed at if you're working at Area 51. Back when it was classified, they would work out of Vandenberg in California, and they would literally fly to work, stay there a week, and then come home for the weekend. I had a boss who worked there.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, the whole desert out there is freaky because that's where they dropped... I don't know, a few dozen nuclear bombs for testing?
Yeah.
Well, they buried them.
There's moon-ish craters out there. Yeah.
Right.
Nevada.
Created by us.
It's like the moon.
Today, some crazy stuff happened in Cedar Rapids this morning.
Yeah, the kidnapping?
Quick shop on First Avenue, which is, you know, it's pretty far from here, but not that far. Some lady...
Is that the one with the real cheap gas there?
Yeah, it's the one with the cheapest gas in town.
It was the one right at the edge of the flood.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Okay.
That one. So so this girl was working.
It's terrifying.
She's 19 years old, 5 foot nothing, 125 pounds, pretty blonde girl, working by herself, third shift.
No gun.
I mean, who's going to have a gun in Cedar Rapids?
The most security she had was a camera. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But camera helped, though.
I saw the surveillance footage of this guy walk in. And then he...
Nothing happens
for a little bit. And then she kind of goes in the back room. She's like, hey, how's it going? Goes in the back room. Comes back out. And then you can't see her. She's off frame. And then you see them walk out together. And then they show a cut of... From behind the counter. He's got a knife in his right hand. A big one. Like six, 7 inches long. And he's walking her out. Well, the guy apparently rode his bicycle there. At 4:30 in the morning,
because that's how you kidnap someone—you throw them in the back of your bicycle.
Left. He left his bicycle there, so his fingerprints were on the bicycle. So they're able to track him down with his fingerprints to an apartment building.
Yeah.
She had cordoned herself off in the bathroom.
Barricaded herself in the bathroom.
He stabbed in the chest. They don't know if it's self-inflicted or if she did it. Covered in scratches. They both took ambulances when they left his house or left there. So I mean that's crazy. And how they found out that she was missing is like the bread man. When I worked
Quick Trip, the bread and milkman. Yeah.
Yeah, the bread or the milkman would come in the morning and deliver like donuts or the bread for the day.
Yeah.
Or you know, they would get deliveries in the morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, usually the bread man. And there was nobody at Quick Shop, you know, to take the bread order.
It was about 4 AM, right?
Yeah, it was about 4 AM, 4:30.
Yeah.
I think he got there about 4:45, so she'd only been gone like 15 minutes. But they were able to go in and he reported her missing. And they were able to go in and do that. I think it should be illegal for anyone to work by themselves in a gas station overnight. In fact, I think that with the automated technology at the pumps nowadays...
Yeah, why do you need someone there?
Why do you need someone there at night? How many people are going to drink a 32-ounce soda pop in the middle of the night? Seriously, if someone wants to get
a
40...
Is it worth 39 cents for
the
pop?
What you're talking about right now is discrimination versus vampires, and I have a problem with that.
I think vampires need to go
away. Not saying closing down the gas station. You can keep it open, but, like, you don't need this... Like, you have to pay credit card to go in there.
Yeah, but what do vampires need gas for? They need blood. They need the lady behind the damn counter.
Yeah.
They need to stay out of the...
Well, there's 24-hour Hy-Vees.
Well, okay. Objection withdrawn.
Yeah, there's 24-hour Hy-Vees.
I mean, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to keep... And this is Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It's not Chicago. I mean, you do not need to keep a gas station open 24 hours a day. I mean...
Yeah.
At all. There's no reason. The only reason to have a person there in the middle of the night... is because someone needs to clean the bathroom and mop the floor. That's the whole purpose of the third shift working at Quick Trip. Is someone needs to mop the floor or clean the toilet.
Yeah, well, I mean, and they sell, you know, they sell beer, and that's the thing. Like, people, they come in and buy beer.
Yeah, but you can't sell it after a certain hour at night.
Yeah, fair.
In the state of Iowa. So after, I think it's after 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you can't sell beer on Sunday until 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the
morning.
Don't
feed a mogwai after midnight.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no point. I mean, and you really don't sell that much beer between the hours of midnight and 2 a.m. Seriously, yeah. It's not worth keep paying somebody to be there.
Now, didn't you work at the Quick Trip down
I did.
On 30 near 33rd? Or?
I worked at a few different Quick Trips. You know, it's been a number of years since I've done that, about 15 years. But
don't they have a lot of guys coming off the shifts there, like at the factories?
I mean, the only thing that we had, you would get a rush at like 10 or 11 o'clock at night when church got out. And then you'd get one at 1:30 in the morning when the bars were closing so everybody could get their cigarettes or whatever. But you know what? I don't think we sold that much beer to really warrant having me there. The only reason I was there was to clean the store and to get things ready for the next business day.
And
you don't have to be open for that.
Yeah. And the thing is with that, a lot of the reason that place is open is because it's right off 380, so people stop. Gas, like trucker stop,
long
and
trippers.
Yeah, exactly.
But in that particular location, it really is not the greatest neighborhood. It's about 4 or 5 doors down from the Happy Hour Health Spa, which got busted for prostitution,
which everyone knew was a front for prostitution for years.
Since I was a little kid, we knew the Happy Hour Health Spa was where you could go and get hand jobs with a happy ending.
Yeah,
you know that's where.
Oh wait a minute. Are there hand jobs without happy endings?
Sometimes.
If there are, I do not want to be part of that.
And you don't get those done by a lounge lizard. You get them done by a lot of lizards.
But what I'm saying is people knew the Happy Hour Health Spa is what it was. But, you know, you don't put a little beautiful little girl behind the counter. I mean, that's the... And I don't mean to be
so you're saying
sexist, I guess.
People anymore.
This came out, too.
Finally! I have a chance.
She had originally, when she first got her job, she was scheduled for Friday night and Saturday nights.
Yeah,
and then she complained because guys were grabbing her butt, and so they switched her nights, but she was still stuck on that late shift.
Who in their right mind would schedule a 19-year-old?
When
would knock her
minimum
over.
Wage?
Unless she requested it, that's just...
People were...
No, that's what they hired them for. That's what they hired the young people for, and they... You know,
you can do that at the gas station. Grab someone.
I guess
they didn't have.
Actually, you can smack anyone's ass as long as you say.
The craziest thing that ever happened in my store, of course, I was a man.
Yeah.
But the craziest thing that happened in my store is a couple drunk girls came in, and one of them came out of the bathroom with her pants off, and she's talking to her friend. Seriously, she had no pants on. Do I have anything on my butt? And she's buck naked from the waist down. And her friend's like, no. And they were like hitting on me. And I'm like, get your pants on. Like,
there's a security camera here. Want to go outside?
No.
Maybe she was a lounge lizard.
Three, break.
Yeah.
Good game.
This is when you're working at
Quick Trip.
Why do I never hear this story?
You probably heard it. It's just been a long time.
And the thing is, with those, you know, the convenience stores all around here, none of them have the, or very few of them have like the partition glass thing like you see in Chicago or the area or things
slide
like that.
Slide the money in the slot. Right.
There's still a way to. I mean, you could get shot by. With those slide the money in the slot things.
I mean, but they really got to be into it. Yeah. Like, they really got to want to kill
gotta
you.
Be really
you
got to
want it.
Yeah.
You really
got to want
it. Oh my God, look, a gun. All right. Yeah.
Hello.
Police are on their way.
It's like, you know, I'm not saying that that's like the solution to all things, but I don't know why none of the places around here have that. You know, like,
there's one or two. But
even if it's just, even if it's just for like the overnight people, you know.
Yeah. It's the expense.
It does make sense to keep them physically separated from the
put a drive-through window in.
Yeah,
you know, for the overnights.
Eddie Izzard
really
talks about.
Yeah. There you go.
Eddie Izzard talks about that, going to the gas station in the middle of the night to buy something, and it's like there's a queue of murderers behind you.
Nice.
I'm not a murderer. I'm just a rapist. It's okay.
I'm looking for gas station baristas.
Hello, we're murderers. Twix, please.
Now, speaking of candy bars,
why do you have an Irish accent? Oh, I'm out of here.
Speaking of candy bars,
I
went to a candy store downtown. I think it's called Divine Inspiration.
Yeah.
Something like that.
On like 3rd Street down
there. Yeah, it's right where it's in the same building as the Paramount
on the corner.
And they have all sorts of classic candies and such. One of the kids in the show pointed out to me, said, oh, they got great candy. They didn't have any of the weird stuff, though.
Licorice?
No.
Or,
but they had like hot dog flavor, gum, the lipstick flavor. Candies. They had, you know, old fashioned candies.
Cigarettes?
They had candy cigarettes.
They call
them
candle candy sticks now, though.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they're not candy cigarettes.
No, they actually had candy cigarettes at the Hollywood Candy in Omaha. They had candy cigarettes there. Huh.
Yeah, I like, yeah, go up to the front. I like some Marlboros.
They had the Pell Mells and the, yeah. They didn't have actually Marlboros.
The Lucky Stripes.
But, yeah, the Lucky Stripes, that kind of thing.
Lucky Stripes, Marlies.
Yeah.
They had both kinds. They had the minty ones, and then they had the ones that were gum that you could blow the smoke out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I always liked those.
But I picked up these things, and I thought they would be they were interesting. They are Ohio Spud candy bars. It's the candy bar that made Idaho famous. Idaho Spud.
didn't so, make it that famous.
Because Idaho's not in Texas.
IdahoSpud.com is their website.
Idaho what?
Idaho.
They grow corn, right?
Yeah. Aren't hoes louder
so
lizards
I thought
or
we
something?
Would, I thought we'd give this a try. So you guys crack this one up over there. And then I also got, you know, the Necco wafers. They make this thing called a Sky Bar, which has got vanilla, caramel, peanut, and fudge in it, which I thought we might try, too.
It sounds good.
Oh, so, my God. These are,
falling apart.
What happened to it, Chad? It's all mangled.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I thought they were chocolate covered.
Yeah, it looks like it's got coconut on it. Looks like a coconut covered turd.
It looks like someone sneezed on it.
Here, take a picture because it does. It looks like a coconut covered turd. Like a turd with maggots on it.
It actually looks like a rotten potato after you cut it in half.
It's filled with marshmallow goop.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Here, Kevin, we might have.
It's like foamy. Here, Kevin. Okay, I'll hold it.
What the hell's in it?
Marshmallow goop.
It smells just chocolatey.
So it's coconut. Here you go, Jamie.
So you don't want that?
I'm pretty sure it's got sugar in it. Almost 100% sure. Yeah,
oh it's got like God, a nougaty like marshmallow.
Dye something or other.
Yeah, gotcha. Corey's not eating any. You lost your chocolate. Here.
Yeah, you got peanut butter.
This is like
my crap.
It's a snowball. It's a snowball with chocolate.
It's not bad.
Snowball. It's a chocolate snowball.
Well, it's the stuff that's on the outside of a snowball.
Yeah. Pink coconut things. I hate pink coconut things.
Chris, you want some?
I hate freaking snowballs.
Chris, come on
I
out.
Just want a Twinkie.
Here.
I love that he shot them. He shot the snowballs because he was angry at them.
That's surprisingly good.
It's for better than I thought it was going to be.
If you don't know what we're talking about, that's a scene from Zombieland.
It's a freaking snowball. What's it got to do with the potato stain?
I don't know. It just looks like a potato.
It looks like a potato. It looks like a horribly mangled potato.
I had two of these Sky Bars, but my children ate one.
Oh.
So.
Me bake you cake, but me eat it.
Yeah, who would like to try this? Anybody?
I'll try a piece.
Here's a piece. Now, you might have a specific... You want a piece of this, Corey?
What's it got in it? Caramel?
Sugar.
Could be caramel, nuts.
Okay, if it's got caramel, I'll eat it.
I don't know. I don't know what's in this one.
What?
It's got four different segments, and each segment, I think, has a different thing in it.
That's all that. All right. Yep.
I got marshmallow in mine.
I should try that.
What, you got caramel?
You got a piece of that?
Well, I got peanut butter.
Are you saying that this is like those Gamble chocolates?
Yeah, it is. It's like a Gamble chocolate, in a bar.
Box,
you
So you're either going to get caramel,
mine's got
vanilla,
toothpaste in it.
Peanut, or fudge.
I forgot my other jacket.
I got peanut.
You got
peanut butter.
I got toothpaste
in I brought my smoking jacket with me, even though it's not
really sweet.
Smoking in.
I mean,
peanut butter wasn't too bad.
Chocolate is sweet, but I mean, that was really sweet.
Did you eat the marshmallow?
Black olive.
It was kind of a marshmallowy, yeah.
Yeah,
a bit fluffy.
Scarf.
Yeah.
A bit.
And then the last candy I have, which is my favorite candy in the whole wide world, and I don't know if I want to share with you.
Are those atomic warheads?
These are Zots, which are better than atomic warheads. Have you ever had a Zot? They are hard candy that has fizzy stuff in them. Mm. I've got orange and cherry. Who wants one?
I'll take one of those.
Orange or cherry?
I don't care. Take whatever orange. You like the best, you take.
Here comes a cherry your way. Kevin?
No thanks.
Nobody else?
I got chocolate in my teeth.
I love these Zots, man. The Zots are my favorite candy in the whole wide world.
The Zotsberries taste like Zotsberries.
The Zotsberries.
It does sound like something like... A cartoon character from the 80s would quest after, doesn't it?
I would
like to find the Zots.
Nice.
I don't know why you had to be German.
Why not?
Hey,
that's a bingo.
We would rather you've spoken with an Irish accent.
I can't do Irish.
Mr. Crow.
But hey, I got a question for you. Did anybody get to any of the things that were going on Saturday here? Lots of stuff was going on.
It was Hobie Days and...
Like, Hobie Days. There was the Marian Art Festival.
Yeah.
Still Life with Iris. I did go to the Marian Art Festival, and I got a rant about that. I am an artist.
If you rant about the frickin' traffic, then...
No, it's not about the traffic. The traffic wasn't bad. You just have to go into the Marian the back way.
Well, you mean by the air quotes bypass?
I actually went by... I went... what's Old Marian... Not Old Marian Road. What's the road I'm thinking of?
East Post Road.
11?
Yeah, East Post Road. We'll just take East Post Road in, right
but
to the...
the bridge is closed.
Yeah, but from here you hit Cottage. I don't want to get...
No, Cottage Road is... it's easy enough.
I went into the back way, and we were parked right by the park, and we parked in the library parking lot, got right to it. But here's my rant about it. There was a lot of artists there with some beautiful stuff. Okay, I saw one artist with some stuff that was just phenomenal. But I saw a lot of artists late in the afternoon that had a lot of art still hanging up in their booths. Here's why. You're way overpriced, idiots. Here's how I price my art, okay? The artists need to learn how to price themselves. There are no Van Goghs in Iowa or in the area. There are no freaking... Van Gogh, Picasso's.
There are a lot of Dutch in Iowa. There could be Van Goghs.
Right, right. But there's no one with that caliber of talent as far as I'm concerned.
Asshole.
But here's the deal. You have to figure out how much your art is worth, but there is no painting, in my mind, unless it took you a month and a half to produce, that's worth more than $1,000.
Or you're dead.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
The average price for a painting... I saw it was about $700.
If you're in a gallery,
right?
If you've made the move to professional artist in a gallery, then yes, I could see that.
I don't see that. I don't even see that as a professional artist in a gallery either.
Oh yeah, easily.
I don't. But if it's hanging
in a gallery,
disgusting.
It's going to go for probably five digits.
It's disgusting.
Depending on the size of the gallery.
Yeah. And okay. I mean that's the thing. There's a movement out there for affordable art, but the problem is when you're trying to make a living at it, and you're only producing 15 pieces a year.
That's
one
thing.
You got to make sure that you're...
But if you're producing 15 pieces a year, okay, that's one thing, okay? Yeah. It's taking you a while to create that piece of art, all right? If a lot of the painters I know, not counting drying time, can crank out a piece of art in a matter of hours. A day, you've got a beautiful painting, not counting drying time, okay? Drying time increases that
right, and then you
got to
seal it and all that stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Unless you use acrylic.
You have to figure out what your hourly wage is when you're paying yourself.
Right.
Okay, how many hours does this painting take me, not counting drying time? Okay? So if a painting took you X amount of hours, you have to figure out how much you're paying yourself per hour.
Right.
Okay? These guys were so far out of price, unless they're paying themselves $100 an hour, whatever. Come on.
Yeah.
It pissed me off. It really pissed me off.
We got to nothing because we had my sister-in-law was in town, so we just kind of hung out with her. So we went house hunting on Sunday. Found a really nice place, and then my sister-in-law went. Other sister-in-law went to the Bottlework Condos. Has anyone been there yet?
Yeah,
they're more expensive than I'd like them to be, because of like it's Cedar Rapids. You know, they're asking $140,000 for the smallest available units. The smallest ones were 100, but. It's just a lot of money for
now,
800 square feet.
If I'm looking at it from 8th Avenue, is the Bottleworks on the right or the left?
The left.
The left. Okay, the one next to it is also condos.
Right, and they're more expensive yet.
Really?
Yeah, that's where Rob Merritt lives. Actually, he lives in the Water Tower Place.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rob and Kropa live over there, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're very, very cool places, and I really like them, but it's just they're a lot of money. For, you know, when you can... $140,000 buys you a lot of house in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
You know... It really does. So
depending on the neighborhood.
It buys you a nice house in any neighborhood.
Well, yeah.
My house in Bowman Woods was $150,000.
Wow. That's awesome. And Bowman Woods is a, you know...
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, so, you know, it's cool, but they have, you know, the two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,200 square foot for, you know, $200,000.
That's a lot.
Well, for $200,000, you can buy a nice home, you know, really, really, a big home.
In Bowman Woods.
In Bowman Woods, you could buy a big home in Stony Point for $200,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, and I prefer the style of living there to that, but it's just like, I know it costs them a lot of money, and it just, I'd have a hard time being the first one to buy one of those things.
No, it's a
and
condo.
Then seeing,
it's connected to other people living there. You're buying
right,
space.
Yeah, you're buying. It's like an apartment, a loft apartment. So, you know, there's walls between every apartment, and yeah, there's a central atrium.
I hate condos.
But if one person is
condos
smoking weed and falls asleep.
They have ventilation systems and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it could still burn everyone's
oh,
place
down. Yeah. But it's, I mean, they're concrete floors and brick walls, oh, okay, so it's not, you know, that's,
well,
that's
not.
That's
so they
not
probably
really
burn to death in their own
right
apartment.
Yeah,
in their
yeah,
own
yeah,
condo.
That's
not
fine. You just
yeah
have smoking life.
Yeah, that's not a huge issue, but it's just, you know, they're really nice. I love condos. I love the, you know, I love that style of living. But it's just, I hate to be the first person to buy that and realize you can't resell it for what you paid for it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
any
it's
condo,
government's just trying to. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We looked at some condos, and it's like, there's not much resale, you know, to them.
Worse yet, if they only have, you know, they pretty much assume that they're going to have a certain amount of people that live there to put into the
right
membership association or whatever.
Right.
And if you get it stuck in a place that doesn't have as many people as they thought, I mean,
right,
you're getting stuck with a load
yeah
of.
The membership dues are actually cost really reasonable. They said 22 cents a square foot, which is, that's pretty low, actually. That's a very reasonable, you know.
About $100
dues
for an 800 square foot place.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
No, that's wrong.
So,
sorry.
You're like rolling that around in your head.
So, you know, you figure that's, you know.
Almost all day.
That essentially pays your property taxes in a lot of ways, you know, because you have your property taxes much, much less there, obviously.
See,
my property taxes are the highest in the city.
Yeah.
Friends of mine that have lived in condos,
yeah,
that have to deal with the associations, have really not had good luck with the associations.
I believe it.
They've got so much say in what you put in your freaking house. If you can see it through the window and they don't like it, they will make you move it or take it down.
Yeah.
It's my freaking house.
Yeah.
I paid
well,
for it.
And the thing
you
is, that's
bite me.
That's why I won't move into a neighborhood with a homeowners association.
Yeah, you're right about that. Don't.
Because it's anti-democratic.
It's anti-freedom is
yeah
what it is.
I will not move any place where I have not had a say in setting what the rules are. And I will not have rules imposed on me from the outside by some random schmuck who's happened to live for 15 years. I just,
well,
I won't do that.
I think my wife's aunt, who lived up in Minneapolis, she was in a condo, and she was trying to sell the condo, and before she could get it sold, they decided they either needed to roof or side the whole place.
Yeah.
Right before you're trying to sell it.
Right. And it's
wow
like, yeah, that's going to be a big,
you know, so you're just, you know, spending a bunch of money that you're,
right,
not
you're never going to see.
Yeah. You know. But hey, there was another couple things that
yeah
happened this week. Ben's Beverage Depot
yeah
had Beer Fest.
Oh, well, they
yeah
did?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Tracy Van Wielen went to that.
Yeah.
Kevin,
and
you have my number, right?
Yeah, why?
Why didn't you call him about it?
Because I was stuck going into my mother-in-law's, and I got to miss all of this stuff. I would have traveled all around Cedar Rapids getting all this
no
stuff.
Notification, that's
well,
I know, I get that.
Well,
I had a
so
lot going on.
Now, she told me one of the beers that she saw, and she thought of me.
Clamato?
Shut up. No, no.
That's
no
never going to get old.
Chocolate and bacon.
Chocolate
and
bacon
beer?
What it probably was is
it was like a Guinness type beer.
Yeah.
With hints of bacon. Or maybe
nice
you had a bacon swizzle stir or something.
I had a
beer,
really good beer,
you know,
on Friday night at the cast party. We went to Zinn's, which is a restaurant in downtown. Beautiful place, by the way. I've never been in there before until
that's
Friday
fantastic
night. It's beautiful. I had a beer. I was looking for a Blue Moon. They didn't have Blue Moon. But they had
I'll
something called Hoegaarden. Hoegaarden.
Yeah. Hoegaarden.
I've heard.
Wonderful
I've had it. It's
stuff
good.
Yes, it's Blue Moon is what it is. I mean,
it's except
so
it's better than Blue Moon because
right
it's not owned by a huge corporation. It's, you know, another good alternative to that is John's White Ale.
Mm-hmm.
They actually sell it at Target up on Blair's Ferry. It's made by Millstream.
Oh wow!
And it's like, you know, small batch microbrewery version of the Belgian White Ale, which is what Blue Moon is. So it's really really good, and it's, you know, consistent from batch to batch. You don't have to worry about, you know, it's been on the shelf for 6 months and no one told you about it. So,
but the food at Zinn's, they it's not their normal fare. So they had like chicken strips.
Oh, really?
And these mini burgers and these
I love that small plate stuff.
And these orange beef skewers. which were phenomenal.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, Oriental orange beef skewers, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Cool. It was fantastic. Yeah.
I beat myself into a coma just on those.
I really like that. We went there for lunch when the week I left the Gazette, that mm-hmm. like my last week there. The small plate stuff, it's nice because like you don't think you're going to get full because it's not very much food. You know, it's a small thing, but because the way they serve it, and you know, it's sort of like a ritual of eating it, it actually fills you up surprisingly well.
Oh yeah, and it was free. I mean, it was for the cast. It was
fantastic.
A cast party.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was excellent. If you get a chance to go to Zinn's, I didn't get a look at their menu, so I have no idea what their prices are. I mean,
fine dining. You know, it's like what Blend would have been, or you know, it's reasonable, but you know, two people are going to spend $75, you know, $60-$75 for a full dinner, but all their desserts are only $8.
Wow.
So that's really nice.
Wow. Out of my range, but
yeah, it's a special occasion restaurant.
You know,
yeah.
When I'm working, that's right in my sweet spot.
Yeah. For dinner, like for a nice dinner out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, you know, my wife and I won't go to a place like that often, but, you know, special occasion or, you know, you want to get dressed up and have a night out.
Dressed up? What's that?
I got dressed up.
We don't have kids.
Out on Friday.
So we can get dressed up.
You did?
Yeah, I went to the Z prom.
I have kids.
Oh, you did?
Up.
You, yeah, you and Amy went to the Z
prom.
Did
Amy and I went to prom the way we were meant to go 16 years ago.
So we don't have
to
care about
how
them
was
anymore.
It?
They can feed themselves.
Busy.
Put themselves to bed.
Busy. There was a lot of people
fantastic.
There.
Busy.
So, Miles, I still love you. I know you're listening.
Did you stay overnight there and do the whole thing?
No, we came back.
So Z102.9, KZIA, the radio station that Scott Schulte and Rick Swan have a morning show, and they had this prom promotion with Riverside Casino.
I thought that it was like an adult prom, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
21 and over. Yep.
So you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was a very good time. So we were actually part of the court, because
so
we told
nice.
Them our story and they read it on the air that week before.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was just crazy. A local celebrity, Dan.
Well, look at him. He's so pretty.
He's got a purple coat on.
He's one of the prettiest men I know.
I left my other coat at work. I'm sorry. And I thought this would look good, so
it does look good, you big
I like
you
it.
I just threw it on.
It's nothing.
This old thing?
This rag?
No, it looks very nice.
This old thing? Nice.
And you know what really upset me that I missed on Saturday?
What's that?
The 60-foot cake in Hiawatha.
Oh, yeah. It was 60th anniversary of Hiawatha.
I saw a picture of it. There were so many old ladies, like, you know,
was
staring
it
at it.
A reference to the Twinkie referenced in Ghostbusters?
No, but that's a big Twinkie.
That is a big Twinkie.
And that'd have been nice for a...
Oh, jeez.
I've never seen anybody fall down my stairs before or up
he's
my stairs.
He's falling and he can't get up.
Corey Jordan
smile.
Just fell. Just fell. Face first. Are you all right, Corey?
He did it stylishly.
Man down.
And he's wearing beautiful outfit.
Corey didn't fall. He was practicing his Dick Van Dyke routine.
Oh, my God. I haven't done that in
if you had done it with this
hours.
Coat on, you would have done it even more
stylishly.
You got a
little schmutz on the front there.
Next time we'll be recording from the ER.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you all right? You got all your teeth? You're not cut or bleeding?
Yeah, no, I didn't actually.
You're not going to have a claim on my homeowner's
insurance. I was going to say, Chad's worried about his homeowner's insurance now.
I actually once fell almost all the way up my stairs at my house, 13 stairs up, and then halfway back down, trying to avoid killing a kitten. So
yikes.
And that was yesterday.
Wow.
Gravitationally challenged today.
Something like that. Damn thing wouldn't get out of my way.
So the 60-foot cake at Hiawatha, you missed out on that.
Yeah.
So, it was just a bunch of cakes pushed side by side.
It was a bunch of cakes pushed together, but it was like timeline cake.
Yeah.
Of like Hiawatha.
I used to live in Hiawatha. I went to Hiawatha Elementary School, in fact.
Yeah.
Great
well,
school.
You should have got a piece of cake.
Should have. Woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
I was too busy, man. I did the did a show. I mean, we had dress rehearsal every single night last week.
Yeah.
And then we had a show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon, and then this morning.
Wow.
So I'm a little tired. I mean, I'm a little worn out, but I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Do you want a hug? Do you want a back rub?
I actually want to, I feel like I should be on stage right now. Seriously.
You'll be there soon enough.
I'll be there Thursday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. I would recommend taking advantage of the rush tickets.
Yeah.
It's not, so far, not sold out. So if you go, you get half price, the ticket price, if you go at the door.
How does that work?
Half hour before the show. go to the ticket booth, the box office, and buy tickets.
So you can
and
get
it's
in
half
for
price.
What, 10 bucks?
I think it's 12 bucks. I think normally they're 12, right around there.
That's not bad.
It's very reasonable. So, I mean, that's a good way to save some money.
Yeah.
If you don't want to spend any money at all, volunteer to usher the show. They might already have a full...
So I could spend the rest on booze in there.
Yeah, they've awesome. Got a, you know... You were there. You saw they've got a nice...
I didn't get to touch any of it, but...
Yeah, they've got a nice booze thing. But Zen's comes in, and they have these plates of hors d'oeuvres and little samples.
Yeah.
So for $5 per, the pre-show, $5 you can have a sampler plate. $5 mid-show you can get another sampler plate. Or $10 you can get a sampler plate to last you for the whole show. After the show, they have desserts. During the show, they got, like... mini tacos and different little things that
they're those mini tacos. They're peanut butter tacos, peanut butter chicken tacos. They're really good.
Wow,
peanut butter chicken tacos.
It's like a peanut sauce on chicken.
I know what all of those words mean, but when you put them in that order, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's like a peanut sauce on chicken and then it's in a soft taco shell, like a mini tortilla.
Nice.
It's very good.
Wacky.
Very very good. Trying to think what all if I watched any movies this weekend that are worth talking about. I did see one the other day that I wanted to talk about that Ron Livingston was in, and John. They were both in there. John played a teacher.
Really?
It was about the guy that was in Vietnam who lost his hearing, and when it became a motivational speaker for the Americans with Disabilities Act. He wrote the book on the Americans. It was The Music Within. And it stars Ron Livingston, and when there's Ron Livingston's character as a child, the school teacher that's in his class is John, who was the best man in your wedding.
Yeah,
and
I remember I was there.
Yeah, I wasn't, so I don't remember. So that's why I bring it up because I think that's cool. And I wasn't expecting much because I'd ever heard of this movie, and it was on Showtime or Cinemax or something. I'm like, oh my God, that's John, and I didn't realize that Ron was in it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really good.
Yeah. It happens to me all the time. John was a side character on the TV series Life that lasted two seasons.
Oh, it was such a good show.
Oh, no kidding.
He was on Life?
I didn't recognize him. Yeah, it was the episode where a gay couple, one of them is murdered.
Okay.
And there's a bum living in the backyard.
Was he the bum?
John Livingston is the husband of the super hot wife in the house next door. Who
nice.
Looks very squirrely and meek, which is quite the opposite of the John that I know.
Yeah.
So I didn't recognize him at all.
That was the show that we would never miss. Like, we'll let the Tebow record a lot of stuff,
yeah.
But like we would never miss that show.
I didn't watch a single episode of it until it got canceled.
It's fantastic.
And I went out to Hulu and watched the first episode and said, holy crap, what did we miss?
We actually went out and bought the DVD of the first season. As soon as it was available, like to try to, because they almost canceled it first season.
Well, yeah, the writer's strike about killed it.
And then
they were bringing
it retooled
back.
It. No, it
I
never.
I heard a rumor.
No,
they actually ended it.
Yeah, they ended it
at the end of the second. They knew it was coming. They knew it was going to be canceled, so they actually closed the loops. And
yeah, they figured they weren't sure if they were going to get canceled or not. So they figured it'd be easier to
that's
not
what
do
the
a cliffhanger.
Guy that was got sent to prison, but then wasn't.
He was exonerated 12 years later.
Yeah. And he becomes a Zen detective.
Yes, and multimillionaire, which makes it easier to become a Zen detective, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he found Zen in prison.
He's driving this Bugatti.
Yeah, he
monster.
Has like fantastic cars. He's like,
I am not attached to this car. I am not attached. Okay, I'm a little attached to this
car. Yeah, he ends up giving a car away for that reason. He's like, here, take this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was because he drove it and committed a crime with it. And then
right. Yeah. That's right.
Gave it away.
So
okay, I'll have to
show.
Watch this show.
It's a very good show.
It was
show.
On two seasons?
Yeah,
two
seasons.
11 episodes the first season, 23 the second.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Donald Logue is the somewhat testy captain in the second season. They sort of brought him in as like...
The dad from Grounded for Life.
Grounded for Life. The guy, Steve from The Tao of Steve.
Yep.
Oh, okay, him.
They brought him in sort of as star power, which tells you, like, sort of the level they were working at.
Yeah.
He was in Sneakers. He was the Russian guy in Sneakers.
Donald Logue is one of my favorite actors working. It's just, like, when they say he's star power, you're like...
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Well, Damian Lewis was the main character, right?
Yeah, he's Australian.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah, and he has a flawless American accent.
Oh, never would have known.
And the when they do the, like, the... special features on the first season DVD. You hear him and you're like,
who's
really?
That?
Wow. Yeah.
He's the character from the Dreamcatcher movie.
Yeah.
The vault in his head.
I have not seen Dreamcatcher.
Oh,
so.
Good Lord, man, you're deprived.
I guess I am.
You should go. You should get that on Netflix and watch it because I dud it. And once you know what that means, then all is well. All
right, Dreamcatcher, got it. You guys got anything going on this week that we need to talk about? I mean, I know I've talked about Still Life with Iris, but Tony from Vinton has a show going on at the same time. So if you make it up to Vinton, got to go see Bus Stop.
Nice.
Palace, I think if you go to Act 2 of Vinton County or do a search for it, or Act 1, I don't know, do a search for Bus Stop, Vinton Community Theater, Act, I think it's Act 1 or Act 2 of Vinton County. I'll have a link in the show notes so you can check it out. So if you're in Vinton and can't make it to see Still Life, go see Bus Stop. Because I hear it's good. And Tony looks like Mark Twain.
Really?
So, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like weird.
In real life or in the show?
No, in the show. He's got this awesome fake mustache. At least I think it's fake.
Yeah. I'm going to Pittsburgh this weekend to see my little brother graduate from high school, so I'm out of town, so I won't see anything.
Nice. Well, congratulations again to your wife on graduating.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Congratulate your little brother.
Now we just need to find her a job.
There you go. Good luck with that.
Well, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hopefully she's more versatile than I am.
She has an interview Thursday, so fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Maybe my friends.
Please cross your fingers out there, guys.
What do you got going on, Kevin? Lizard.
That would work.
No.
He's getting the two confused.
No, I'm done confusing them. I'm just keeping
Dan, are we going to have to fight?
Love is in the air. No. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Dan, are we going to have words over here?
That's extra.
Only words?
Oh, maybe my. Some fists.
Oh. Nothing. Just Jamie's getting his fists out at me.
Oh, that's not good. My gamers are coming back to the table, finally, after a 2.5 week hiatus. And kids, so you know, the word of the day is Dan-tastic.
Oh,
or Lot Lizard.
Or not Lounge Lizard? One?
Not Lounge Lizard.
No, not Lounge Lizard.
Why not?
Lot Lizard, because that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yes, I know.
And only thoroughly. People on this side of the deck heard it. And I pity Chad for having to mix that.
Nice.
No problem.
So we got that going on.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my dog.
I got Zots in my mouth. But thanks so much for listening. It has been episode, what is this, 87 or 88?
I don't know. Look on the Twitter feed. We'll tell you
something.
Tomorrow.
It's in the 80s.
At the Can Man Show.
Thank you so much for listening. And tonight, I think I'm going to close the show. Last week we played Jonathan Colton. So this week I'm going to play Maximilian Eubank.
Nice.
Not Make Believe. I love that song.
Good call.
So I'll play that. And so make sure you check him out. He has got a new CD coming out. In fact, I'm hoping to see if we can get him on or get a sample of his new CD. He's from Des Moines. He is one talented dude. And I want to give you a heads up too. Timmy, who's not here, obviously, he's been cast in Rent, and he's also in Lawn Chair Man. It's the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater production.
Sweet.
They just started rehearsals. Their show goes on in June sometime at Theater Cedar Rapids, but he's in that.
That's great.
Something, yeah. So
fantastic.
That's what he's up to.
You gotta be some kind of talented to do Rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in Rent. He's in the ensemble. Cast, but Elizabeth, who's on every single episode of the Can Man Show, is Maureen in Rent.
Maureen is the dancer, right?
Yeah, and that one, get your tickets to yesterday.
Dancer?
Because it's going to be selling out before you know it.
Lot dancer.
It's that good.
Yeah. Lounge dancer.
But thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great week. And if you've got would like us to record live from your location, drop us an email, thecanmanshow@gmail.com.
We promise to take showers.
Yeah, we promise to take showers.
I guarantee you nothing.
And don't forget to get your free audiobook download at theaudiblepodcast.com/canman. I will make sure to put Red Dwarf, Returned Back to Earth, as Red our Dwarf BBC selection. And I'm going to do something zombie-related again from thinkgeek.com for their item of the week.
Cool.
I'm not sure quite what it is I'm going to put up there, but I'll put something cool.
I've got zombies on the brain.
I do, too. So thanks again for listening. This has been episode 80, whatever.
Talking balls.
It's just been so long now, and something to sing about, something not make-believe, something not dreams. So I put my pencil down to sit here and think about what she really means to me, what she really brings. Yeah. been an eternity since I could proceed to something not guaranteed, to the unknown. But it's such a lonely life, not having someone's eyes to constantly gaze into, and know you're not alone.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. We need need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.
Cock.